Riggs and Alley, rewind.
You got a hell to the no.
Hell no.
I'll start tonight. Don't even ask me if I can start. I'll just go first.
Allie has like a kind of angry look on her face to start things off. She's pissed.
I wasn't going to bring this up. Oh, you're the one that's going to bring it up. Go ahead.
Gibbons. Oh, God. Our boss had his holiday party.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I brought Pottery Guy, which I was already scared to do, okay?
Yeah.
It's a big deal. I'm like, no, these are like everyday people in my life. There's like 50 of them, okay?
Hell to the yeah, okay.
The door opens.
Yes.
Our boss walks down the stairs of his split-level house and goes, welcome. And then I hear everyone go, 3, 2, 1, hi, Pottery Guy!
Oh!
What's wrong with that?
I wanted to run away and hide. I didn't even want to walk in after that. I couldn't.
You were bringing a boyfriend to a work function for the first time ever.
Bro. More awkward.
You made it awkward by bringing
our boss's new chick. Nobody went, hey, welcome.
You're bringing
a... How awkward.
Okay. Hold on.
Listen, people have heard about him on the radio. They've ever seen him in person. They think he's a ghost. They don't think he's a real person.
This is what will scare me away. Is people screaming, hi, Pottery Guy, when I take him to my first work party.
You blab about him on the radio 24/7. What's wrong with that?
So what?
But,
I'm in a room alone.
Let me make your point. Shut up, Allie. Let me make your point.
Shut up, Allie.
Briggs. Okay.
He sounds like Pottery Guy now.
Okay. The boss's party is a room full of radio personalities and radio people. And it's all type A lions that are just waiting to get a joke in.
They're all outgoing.
And Allie brings in a nice little gazelle.
A gazelle.
Yes. And immediately you pounce on the damn guy and you make
him...
Oh, come on.
Of course. We wanted to make him feel welcome. I thought it was a nice gesture.
They wanted to make me
cry. You know what?
It worked.
It was me. It was my idea.
Oh, you bad guy.
I told everybody. I go, yell hello, Pottery Guy, when he walks in.
You did, to make it super awkward.
No, to
you
welcome
gave me
him.
A pimple.
To welcome
it's
him.
It's all your fault.
Allie's got stress zits and it's all Riggs'
fault. To welcome him. No, if you're going to blab about him on the radio and you're going to bring him to a work function, we're going to make it awkward. Welcome.
Why?
Welcome to
Anyone
reality.
Anyone that gets in a relationship, it has to be... I mean, this is like the epitome. Yeah. Why does it have to be so freaking awkward?
Hell no.
It's not awkward.
Well, listen.
We made him feel very welcome, didn't we?
Well, he didn't even hear it, quite frankly, because he was too far down by the coats.
Uh-huh.
And I said, did you hear that? And he goes, no, what happened? I go, nothing.
Nothing.
I told everyone it was too early. I was like, he didn't hear it. Damn it.
Shame
do it again.
On
do
you.
It again.
Shame.
Take two. Tip two.
I had to walk up into the crowd, Gibbons. Oh, so embarrassed. And then I left him because I was just running.
And then I left
Pottery Guy by the stairs because I was so uncomfortable. I just ran.
Yeah. The lonely gazelle in the room full of lions.
He's
Allison.
Not a gazelle.
In this instance, he's a young gazelle trying to trawl through the woods, and you bring him into the lion's den and leave him alone. Shame on you. You're a terrible girlfriend.
I found him eating by the food.
That was kind of funny, Gibbons. You're funny sometimes.
Just sometimes.
Okay, he's a great not boyfriend. What's your hell to the no?
While Allie is being outed for bringing Pottery Guy to a party, I'm on vacation for the weekend with a fever and having Allie haunt my fever dreams. You want to know how? I swear to God.
I'll find you.
Allie's thing with Pottery Guy is to post photos of Allie and Pottery Guy on Facebook and Instagram and put an emoji, something over his face.
Yeah.
I kid you not, no BS. While I'm on vacation trying to live my best life, I'm sleeping and I have a dream that Allie posted a photo without the thing on Pottery Guy's face and it was a full-blown breakdown because of it. I kid you not.
Oh.
You're haunting my dreams while I'm on vacation. Swear to God.
Well... There may be pictures of him without something on his face soon. I'll leave it at that. You have to listen to Tinder Tuesday for that update.
Oh, color me excited. Oh, my God. I'm going to pass out right now.
You might pass out. I always think the update's going to make you pass out. This one might make you pass out.
I think I know what it is. It's tomorrow at 720.
I got to press buttons. I got to
go.
Oh, Jesus, God.
You got to help to the no. Text it to 71037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.